Dan Johnson, who joins me every year here, is the president of LAMA, the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association. Dan, how's it going this year?
Going great. We got a lot going on this year. It's been an exciting week, not only for weather reasons, but also from several different announcements. A few new aircraft we haven't seen before, and some changes in some of the ones that are already out there.
And I understand that there's some rumblings with the FAA. Some changes might be made. We should talk about those too. What you might know about that, and how they're being worked through.
Sure, I'd love to do that. Some of this triggered from a policy statement that FAA issued at the end of June, and our organization, LAMA, had already pre-advised the community, which was well aware of it. This is really nothing new to us, but it was something new to the news media, both mainstream and aviation. And so this policy statement sort of erupted, and it did follow a preparatory letter that we'd sent out already. So again, our folks weren't so surprised, but it clearly caught the media off guard, if you will. There were headlines like LSA manufacturers evading the rules, and that's just simply not what FAA said, nor is it the facts.
Right. Well, they got some tagline somewhere and went with it without checking with everybody, I suppose.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I guess I have to curse myself because I'm a media guy, too. But, you know, you got to get the whole sentence, or sometimes you don't have the content that you should have if you just take a partial. And so that's some of what happened. There was words in the statement that said the majority of manufacturers, don't comply. Well, it was the majority of those evaluated. And of those that didn't comply, many came into compliance. So the problem is actually fairly minor, but that doesn't mean that we don't still have work to do. And in a very bushel basket full of apples, there's usually one or two that aren't quite as good as they should be. So, of course, we've got a few that need to work on their act. But for the most part, these manufacturers are doing what they're supposed to be doing. Does that mean they're perfect? Of course not. So naturally, they'll have some things that they need to work on from time to time. They need to self-evaluate. And FAA will come around and evaluate, and they'll find things that need to be corrected, and they'll correct them, and we'll move on. Same thing happens in the certified world as well.
That's what I was just going to say. This is nothing different than any other thing under the purview of the FAA, anything from air traffic control to the aircraft regulations. Nothing has changed.
No, absolutely not. The one difference here is that we haven't known this in the LSA community because we're new. We're only 7 years old as a community. So people that hear this makes it sound like for the first time. And, oh, my goodness, the manufacturers are all evading the rules. Well, again, it makes a good headline, I guess, makes people read it. And maybe in that sense it's got some redeeming value. But for the most part, that's just wrong. And FAA would say the same thing. At the same time, they'll go, yes, but we know some of you need to do a little better. And they're right about that as well.
Well, excellent. We got that out of the way, Dan. Now talk about the exciting things that are happening in light sport.
Well, let me just segue a little bit into the fact that the industry is stepping up and doing some of the things that they need them to do, reporting some of their own annual internal auditing, for example, and proactively taking steps forward in the right direction. With or without FAA's pushing, we are doing some of the right things. So with that said, let's move on. One of the other exciting things that happened this week was, and that brought a number of questions to the forefront, is Cessna making an announcement about their Skycatcher. As they have tried to enter the European market, where they report having 80 orders, they pulled back a couple of months ago and said, okay, we're going to give all that money back. And that didn't mean they're canceling the orders, but they wanted to rejigger the program a little bit because of our friends over in Europe and the regulatory space just can't seem to quite get it done soon enough. They're still talking as many as 5 years out before a full approval system would be ready. Cessna didn't want to wait, so they backed up and took another run at it and are going to reposition the Skycatcher in what's called primary category. The really interesting thing about that is primary category is not new either. Matter of fact, it's coming up on its 20-year anniversary next year, and the very first aircraft to ever achieve primary category is going to be one of your guests later on. That's the Quicksilver Aeronautics Company with their GT500 aircraft that was the very first primary aircraft back in 1993. So at a press conference earlier, it was kind of a humorous statement. One of the fellows said, nice that Cessna's finally learning how the program works and is joining our club.
Well, now I saw something about Part 23. Certification.
Well, Part 23. It's Part 21 is primary category. But it's an easy slip of the tongue, and it's an easy reference. most people, even if they don't know what Part 23 really means, they know that that means proper certification. And so if FAA is blessed, it's probably okay and stuff like that. And then most people, most pilots just kind of walk away and go, I don't need all the detail. I just know Part 23. So Cessna's smart in a way to, instead of calling it primary category, which would beg questions, to just say Part 21. And then people go, oh, well, they must have meant Part 23, or at any rate, it's FAA approved, and so we'll move on. But LSA is all FAA accepted is the word, but it is also approved in a sense by FAA as well.
Yeah, sure. But the difference being the standards, the ASTM standards versus FAA certification regulation.
Well, it's they both do the same kinds of things, but they do them in a quite a different way. In the Part 21 or Part 23 world, they both work the same. A company producing an aircraft gets both a type certificate for that particular airplane and a production certificate. And then they can go forward and build multiple versions of those without getting separate and individual approvals. In the LSA world, a manufacturer, in lieu of a type certificate, examines the ASTM standards and says on a formal form that FAA puts out, that they meet all those standards. And they declare, self-declarative system, that they say, basically, yes, we are the equivalent of a type certificate in that we are saying that we meet these standards. The second part of that equation, the production certificate, is handled not with a visit to a factory, but by examining each and every aircraft. So all of the closing on 3,000 special light sport aircraft, that is fully light, fully built aircraft, have every single one of those been inspected by a DAR, a designated airworthiness representative, who is trained specifically and periodically by FAA to go down a certain checklist and evaluate that airplane. So they are both inspected and evaluated as a quality of design and production issue, and as one that gets an individual airworthiness certificate, just by radically different methods. The big advantage in the LSA method is that in the LSA space, the manufacturer can say, well, for example, I can find a new way to make this landing gear. Well, he just goes ahead and does it then. He doesn't have to say, okay, for example, Cessna 172, new landing gear, call the FAA, tell them to come out now, look at our documents, and maybe weeks or months or possibly years later, an approval is granted and they can make that change. In the LSA space, we can do it practically overnight. Not literally overnight, of course. Engineering takes some time, but it's much, much faster, and that's the big advantage there. And FAA doesn't have to do the work, and the taxpayer doesn't have to pay for FAA to do the work.
Right, which is obviously always a good thing in the end.
Well, we think so. You know, taxpayer is pretty well burdened anyway, and if we can save them a little time and still make a safe aircraft. So why do we do all this stuff? Why do we have standards? Why do we have certification? Dry as a bone stuff nobody wants to hear all that much about. Why do we have quality control procedures at companies? Why do we do test flying? There's only one reason, and it's one word: safety. LSA's aircraft have been quite acceptable, to use the exact word that FAA uses. Acceptable is the word for LSA safety, stated most recently and emphatically by former FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt in several very public venues.
Yeah, one right on the announcer stand the other day.
That's right. You guys had it. So we know that he said it. We know he believes it. And with that in mind, I got to tell you that LAMA has asked and he has accepted. Randy Babbitt will speak to us at our next LAMA dinner at the Sebring U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in January, third week of January 2013. So we're going to hear from the man that thinks that this group of producers and so forth is doing a pretty good job. Again, we can always do better, and you want to do better, but we're actually doing pretty well.